What can I say? I love this song. It is called Kill Your Mom, Kill Your Dad, and Then Burn Down Your Church.
By Will Papageorgiou, right?
My brother's former band, Gray Sky Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Kill Stuff. That is the sequel to that song. Kill Everything Dear to You.
That was the theme of Everything They Love Dearly.
Yes. It is Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papageorgiou, joined by... Oh, look at her beam, waiting to hear her name. Joined by Nameless Blonde Girl. Hi, Nameless Blonde Girl.
Hi.
It is Eva Crickshin. Show's website, inpapasbasement.com, has every episode of the show we have ever done. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, I am at Papa's Basement. She is...
at Orchard Eva.
There you go. It's cryptic, but if you follow her, she'll follow back. And then after an extensive trading of nudes... you'll get to the bottom of it. Yeah, I guess that's it for the plug holes at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
We can just get to the meat of things.
Yeah.
And the meat of things is I'm dying.
What?
Yeah, I am not long for this world. I say this all the time, and I haven't died yet, but one of these days I will be right.
Oh, what's going on with you health-wise, dude? That's not a good thing to joke about. First of all.
Well.
But what's going on with you health-wise?
Blood out of my BH and my DH. Both sides.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm wearing an adult diaper as I record this.
I thought your ass looked a little plumper.
Exactly. A little baby Huey-ish.
A little puffy-doity. A little Lord Fauntleroy-esque.
No, I'm not actually bleeding out of my butt and the front side. I have a horrible pain in my throat, though.
Oh.
I think I know the origin.
God.
But it happened more than 4 days ago.
Okay.
So I've forgotten, and now I'm just convinced I have cancer, which, by the way, smoking with you all the time is not helping. My very sensitive throat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's true. Exactly. In no way.
I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
You're right. You're right. What am I talking about? I'm so confused right now.
So after this 7-Eleven, right, you can drop me off.
Yeah. We'll get you your precious Parliament. And we'll put just a little nip of Coke. A little nip of Coke in each filter. Just enough to make those gums tingle.
Just to put it right in the little filter. Yeah.
I'll open my little Coke ring. And I'll just knock it on the side in each one. Get a taste of that gasolina.
That sounds great.
Yeah. No, I'm dying. That part's not great. I think what actually happened is I strained my throat.
Oh.
Because I'm coming to terms with the fact that I might be an anger addict in the wake of what happened here.
Kel Surprise, you?
You've mentioned this, spending time with me lately. You have said I have a bit of a temper. Just a bit.
Well, I mean, you do. And it goes from what's the most...
terrifying. Not terrifying.
Yeah, the terrifying thing for me is that you go from this happy-go-lucky, funny dude.
Yeah.
And it just snaps and you go into immediate terror mode.
What is terror mode exactly?
Let me
behold myself through the eyes of another. Give me that gift.
Look,
give me more of me.
Okay, the one time that you have been mad at me since we've been hanging out, yes. I absolutely deserved it.
You did.
I was being the queen of mean, and you were being mean back to me.
You whistled at a man outside of your own race.
And when I'm being mean and when I'm being irate and out of control, the people in my life, aka my family, deal with me in a very calming cotton ball way, and you didn't.
What did I do?
You started to be mean, and then I realized that that's probably the best way to deal with me.
Thank you. That is what I've wanted every ex-girlfriend ever to tell me.
No,
when I was mean, you were even meaner back, and that's what I needed.
No, I feel like I needed that, and you know. Being where I am right now in terms of my life, like I'm realizing that. And no, it was a good thing to see, but you were really mean. You were really mean the other day when I wasn't mean to you. I made a mistake.
What did I do?
I thought I dropped a cigarette in your car and you like pulled over and like got your flashlight out.
God forbid, I don't want my vehicle to burst into flames.
No,
like
I didn't
want the ending of an episode of the
Fall
Guy.
I didn't want
guy.
It to burst into flames either, but I was 99% sure it had fallen out of the car and you were like,
do you know how reassuring 99% sure is in that instance? It's like hearing, I'm really sure I took my birth control today. Not 100. Not court of law, sure. But you just finished inside me, and I think we're cool.
But, I mean, that's when I realized, I was like, wow, he's really mean.
Oh, well, I
don't mind it.
No,
I mean,
that is more the pettiness and wickedness side of me. I also have, I bring so much to the table, I also have just a really quick temper that just comes out like a hurricane out of nowhere.
You do, and it's like a snap of a finger, and that's what scares me, because...
You hear that, ladies? Ladies who have a fantasy crush on this man. Not only can I belittle a female over time, but just out of nowhere, I can be vicious.
I mean, being the Irish Catholic female that I am, not male, female, because I am a female.
Thank you.
Men, if anyone wants to call in.
Exactly. She has some bags that need lifting.
We can sit in the grass, you know. We're snakes in the grass, waiting to strike. We can write down what we're pissed off about any human being, and then immediately it just strike.
And are you getting at, you're impressed by my shared ability for everything you just described? I am an Irish woman at heart, too.
Basically, you're amazing.
Well, I'm going to let you in on what happened to me that probably screwed up my throat all week, and it's just been getting worse.
Okay.
I hope it's that, because if it's like actual cancer, I'm not paying the $100 to find out. My insurance sucks. I'd rather just die. I'd rather just eat some plutonium and see if that fixes my throat than give them the satisfaction of a Ben Franklin.
I'll cut up in your throat and take it myself.
Oh, will you? Are you going to rub an ice cube on the outside of my throat and then be like, all right, open your yap or get the X-Acto? You're like, but there's paint on it. Not anymore.
I'm a witch doctor.
So the other day, my mom cannot navigate this area at all. And Eva, hell, you drive like my mother. You'll be the first to admit to people driving in this area is hellish and terrifying.
It's not easy.
Traffic everywhere,
and there's new things that come up every day. New roads, new.
It's like the beginning of Game of Thrones, where there's just like buildings rising. You're like, that wasn't there 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little overwhelming for someone, especially like me that grew up here.
Someone female.
Yeah, someone female. I don't know how to drive. Chocolate. But someone that, you know, lives here now permanently, but visited for, you know, how many years and saw the changes, you know? It's just gotten so much bigger and the traffic is gotten
You're like an old war buddy coming back and seeing a guy's daughter get into puberty. And you're like, what a young lady. She's blossoming into.
She looks just like your daughter. Or looks just like your wife.
Yeah, exactly.
She is your daughter.
You know,
I'm sorry. I always
thought Elaine was fetching.
Sorry. I was at the VW earlier.
We had a burlesque dancer, 190 pounds, slip of a thing. I'm all horned up.
All right, so what happened to your throat?
Well, I promised Mumsy that I would drive her to the doctor on Tuesday to have her gimp arm looked at. She slipped on the ice and broke it, like... As all old women must by law, once they're in their 70s, they have their first slip.
That's so mean.
Like, I'm only sad I wasn't there, so I couldn't look out and watch it happen and laugh
and hysterically. And let her lay there for 5 seconds before you actually go out and help.
As she screams my name, and then I just pretend I was taking a colossal crap as I'm actually sitting in my room just hate-jacking. Look at you, you tortoise in the desert. Roll yourself over now. That's it.
I was just doing the motion.
Well, you did like a tortoise in the desert impression, but you actually looked like one of those kind of wind socks that they have on a car lot where you fire the air through it and it's just shaking its arms.
So she had to go get her gimp arm.
She had to get the all clear, before they amputated. No, she's fine. But I had to drive her there because she cannot handle the traffic of this area.
Right.
And I said, you know, I'm kind of like promise is a promise. So I'm like, I'll do it. And she's like, you don't have any work tomorrow? And I'm like, haha, no, I don't, because I'm broke and will stay that way forever. And sure enough, day of, though, as always happens in my line of work, I'm a locksmith, day job.
Right.
You know, I have a customer in D.C., a customer I've been going to this site, no joke, since I was 10. Like, they have, speaking of blossoming into womanhood, they have seen me grow my mighty buxom busts.
Oh, with your dad?
Yeah. I was there since I was 10, like, that's before cool. I had short and curlies. I mean, it's weird. That place is like, I've been there more than I have any school in my life. You know what I mean? It's just right. My home I've had longer than that place. So they're like, you have to get out here. And I'm like, of course I do. So I drive there and they're doing work, road work in D.C. First time I've seen that in years in this area. I mean, maybe ever. Okay. I'm not exaggerating. So I'm like, I'm already in the red just at that. I'm like, of effing course all the parking is taken because that's what I need to happen today. I was on a tight time budget. I pretty much had to get like to D.C., do a job and back in the span of 2 hours. And it's not easy. We're what, 20 miles outside of D.C.?
Yeah.
There's road work half the way up there, half the way back. I mean, they got their budget money all of a sudden because they're going nuts with it.
It's so annoying.
You're not getting anywhere in any amount of time before like 10 p.m. They love thinking that there's like they're like, well, we'll work on 66 eastbound after 10 p.m. That's when everyone's at work in this area. It's just hell 24/7. It's become L.A. That stereotype of like at 2 a.m. there can be road work and there's still a huge traffic jam. We have that now. I'm not exaggerating. Tell the people. Everyone's like, why do you bitch about traffic all the time? Because it is eternal and hellish.
Right.
So I managed to get in there and there's no parking to be found. And then I park in the back of the hotel where I'm working. And then they have a truck come in and that guy has to unload. So they send me out and I go around the other way. And then another truck comes in that way. And I mean, it's just like if God were like, I want to see this fat, hairy, titted little Greek really get red in the face. Like, it could not have been more orchestrated. Like, if it were scenes from a movie, like the montage, like all that needed to happen is I then come home to a wife that's cheating on me. And it would have been the perfect, like, wah, wah, day.
Yeah. What's the song that's playing during the montage?
So you had a bad
Let's surf down.
Yeah. Maybe some Nickelback to give it a little bit of rockin'.
Yeah.
Anytime you mention Nickelback, you have to say rockin'.
Rockin'.
Like a horrible DJ that doesn't know it's not 98 anymore. Yeah.
What's up, turds?
So I finally get there, and I think the day is going to turn around because as I'm doing my work in the alley, I do a couple loop-de-loops. There's no parking. I'm just like, I'm going to park in this dirty alley where I'm going to get ticketed probably. So be it.
Right.
Managed to bang out my job. A hobo even pulls out his penis and starts urinating like 20 feet from me. And all of the guys that work at the hotel start laughing hysterically as they're screaming, no, stop it. No. And then like I look up and the hobo's putting away his penis and walking off. And, you know, one of the engineers that's been there since I was 10 starts talking about the time. He's like, man, I saw a girl and a hot girl walk across the street in a short dress. And she just spread her legs and a jet just comes out. And I'm like, okay, I'm calming down now. This is good. This is good.
A jet of pee?
Yeah. She just like spreads her legs, this hot girl in a short dress, and starts peeing like in a crosswalk and then just walks away as if it's nothing. And I'm like,
it is nothing.
This is.
If you're drunk, I mean, whatever.
Okay, fair enough.
You know how many places I've peed in New York City? Just like marked my territory like a lion. Because I had too much? Jesus.
No, I didn't know. But all
that's
right.
Not too much?
No, I mean, that's good radio right there. You pee places?
Oh, are you kidding me?
I mean, like, what places have you peed? Give me something saucy. A hopscotch.
The weirdest place I've ever peed might be the vestibule of my building in New York City because I couldn't make it up the five flights. So I was walking in.
So you just urinated. Mm-hmm. I just, like, and then the next day, did you come down like concerned citizen?
No, and the next day I saw like the super there with his cleaning crew cleaning up my pee.
Was he bitching about the hobos? And did you join in? And you were like,
yeah, I was like, oh, these stupid drunk idiots, like, peeing in the vestibule. And then
I think, horrible human being.
And then I think I brought them cookies like 2 days later, so they would never think it was me. But if by off chance that Gary,
there was a camera,
if by off chance Gary Kwan listens to Papa's Basement,
Gary Kwan,
he might know. Oh yeah,
where else?
I can't even. I've peed in the garbage vestibule of my building.
There's a lot of vestibules.
Yeah, there are.
Is that a New York thing? Just vestibules on
there's
vestibules.
There's vestibules everywhere. I've peed in between cars while my friend Mark Vasquez.
Did you like kneel or anything? Or
oh,
did
yeah.
you do just the actual spread leg?
Oh, no.
Jet down the dress.
I like took everything off and I, you know, I got to the point where I was so good at it that I could pee anywhere. And I like Vasquez would know, like he's seen me pee in between cars. One time, like, another car drove by and, like, gave me a thumbs up.
Oh, full of Germans.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Pee.
How about some scheisse?
Yeah. No, I've never scheissed in public.
Okay.
I mean.
Sorry. Sorry, Princess Di.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm like, super respectable. No, I mean, name a place. I've probably peed there.
St. Patrick's Cathedral.
No. God.
The fish market.
No.
A child's birthday.
A child's birthday party?
Yeah.
Like in the toilet?
Okay.
Or on a child's birthday cake?
I mean, if we got a story
because
for
it
option
was,
B.
Because it was on a child's birthday cake. No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't know. I'm just naming weird locations. Out front of a bat mitzvah.
I've peed in elevators and like cleaned up and walked out.
Not the elevator, mind you.
No,
you
in clean, the elevator.
You've cleaned yourself up and then just thrown the newsprint down.
Well, I always have tissues on me just because I like have allergies.
Uh-huh.
So those help with the pee. So I've peed in elevators and walked out, wiped up, walked out, and yeah. I've peed everywhere, dude.
This is like Johnny Cash's I've been everywhere.
Yeah. I know that you're like so disgusted right now.
Well, I am for the air. I'm actually just laughing inside.
But you hate, like, girls peeing and doing things.
I'm not big on girls' bathroom crap, period.
Why?
It ruins the mystery.
Of what?
I don't need... It's like seeing the bloody big thing of hamburger right before you eat the grilled product between the buns. I don't need to know what else goes on there. I don't need to see the dirty kitchen. I just want to enjoy the end result. That's something I've encountered my last few years. Like,
that's such a like old school, like 1940s dude thing to say.
Oh, so like the advanced man is just cool with his chick pissing in the elevator in front of him. And he's
yeah.
Like, all right, babe, let's get to the correspondence dinner.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, color me quite the rube, the fascist pig, if you will. Sorry about that. Didn't realize that I had missed the feminist train on this. Yeah, God, it wasn't that long ago I was with a chick. I don't know, it was the girlfriend before my current one, and I was just like cheating on her. What? I haven't cheated on the current one, so we're okay there. Don't give that look. I mean that seriously. But the previous one, I was cheating with an alky ginger, and I remember she just like pounded 6 Miller Lights in front of me in 10 minutes. Like she threw them all in a huge coffee mug. And I'm like, I think she has a problem, but I also think I don't care. And then she just started urinating, like, door open in front of me. And this is probably, like, the first or second time we hung out. And she's like, I know this is a little forward, but I don't care. And I'm like, well, you're hot, so I don't care. But this is gross. And my current chick, she's big on that. She'll just whiz with the door open.
So why don't you tell her you don't like it?
I have. She doesn't care. She's got a lot of spine for a youngster, given our age gap. She's got a lot of sass.
Do you pee with the door open?
No, I'll even turn on the sink so no one knows what I'm doing.
Oh my God, you're such a weirdo.
I just don't want people to hear my, like, she's just cool with it. Like, I could take, like, a horrific crap and like not even flush and strut out. And she would just be like, so how about that BJ I promised earlier? And I would just be like, you dirty bitch. And then I'll say yes, but I don't get that. I kind of like everyone shower fresh. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, you're so weird. We need to move on.
What?
What's next?
What's so weird about
shower fresh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I?
She has to be shower fresh for you to like.
Oh no, my current chick doesn't let me down there. That's like a forgotten thing, and I'm a fan of that act.
Of what? Oh. Duh.
Yeah, of going,
yes,
of visiting, of tuning up her Ford Taurus
downtown.
Exactly,
things will be great when you're downtown.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Petula Clarking her. Is that who did that?
Don't waste a minute more. Everything's waiting for
no, I,
you.
No, I don't insist on a shower, like a shower in the last 24 hours. Is that too much? My current girl has the hygiene of like a fourth grader. She's like, I took a bath last Wednesday. Stop being a baby. I'm like, yeah. I guess like because she's all Nordic, so she doesn't get smelly like I do.
Well, you get.
I'm Greek. So, yeah, I have to soak every 24 hours to release all of my clogged oil pores, or I just have boils up and down my back and the insides of my chubby little toddler thighs.
I have like. I've gone like 5 days is the longest I've gone in my adult life without showering. And I was super smelly by then. I was camping.
The two of you should get together and just have a
And do what?
I don't know. Just have a not shaving stink party.
I shave every day.
Oh, God. Please teach her that. Please teach her that.
I'm not going to teach your girlfriend anything.
Please. Please. She had like long, like.
The cricket legs?
They weren't even cricket bristles. This was like me in sixth grade after my balls had dropped leg hair.
Ew, I knew you when your balls dropped.
Yeah, you did. It was not funny. I mean, it gets to the point where you don't want to brush up against it in bed because you start to question your own sexuality.
What, your giant balls?
No, her hairy legs.
Oh.
It's like you're bunking with Freddie Mercury after a while. You're like, ugh. At least sing Best Friend if we're going to do this.
Ooh, you're making me live.
Yeah, but my throat, the dying.
Yes.
So what happened? I thought the day was turned around with the hobo peeing in front of me. And then hearing right. about the apparently Tyrone from the Marriott Metro Center. Shout out to my good friend.
Woo.
Apparently Tyrone saw you peeing in the middle of the street one day. He is from New York. And I finish up and I'm like, so far, so good. I'm going to beat this thing. Like, I felt like someone getting a stage one diagnosis. I'm like, we're in this, but we're going to make it through it. And I'm gunning it back home and the traffic is horrific. And my GPS does one of those things. I don't know if you've ever encountered this where you're on a highway and it's like, I'm using Google Maps, by the way, for those that want to play at home. I'm not Apple mapping it. I'm not using a Garmin. This is like the hot S
okay.
in mapping technology. Google Maps doesn't get better. And it's like, all right, get off the highway and take this exit. And I'm like, all right, Google Maps, you're pretty smart. I will do this to beat traffic. And the instant I get onto the exit, it flashes, now do this. And it shows me taking all four loops of the cloverleaf. And I lose it. I'm like, you treacherous glitching bastard. And I let out a scream like if it were, I don't know, like Charlie Sheen seeing Elias get killed in Platoon. Like this scream would have been appropriate then. That's about it. Otherwise, I scream, I'm not kidding, in a way where I shut my eyes because I'm screaming that hard. Like my big puffy cheeks.
Aww.
My big Ho Chi Minh. Go into my eyes and shut it. And when I open my eyes, there is spit all over my steering wheel.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, like just Lou Piniella laying into an umpire spit. And I'm like, wow. And at that moment, my throat immediately feels like I gargled with like razor wire.
Yeah, there's just like no any sort of moisture. in there.
Whatever blood moisture. Vessel, moisture. As the French say, moistoire.
Moisture.
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you okay? Like,
I mean, in that
you do
moment,
sound a little hoarse now that you're mentioning it.
Do I
little sound bit.
Do I sound as manly as Kathleen Turner, or have I still not graduated to that?
That was my Kathleen Turner.
Definitely not deep enough. She's like, Chandler, your mother and I. That's my Kathleen Turner. And then Kathleen Turner, circa Californication. Runkle, get in here.
Get in here.
Oh, God. The little chubby Jewish guy from Sex and the City, Charlotte's husband, was yep. Runkle on that show. It's like the worst name ever. Runkle. It sounds like some kind of euphemism for a foreskin.
Ew.
Doesn't it, though?
Ew.
Pull back your runkle and check out all the cheese under it.
Show me your runkle.
Yeah, exactly. Say runkle. Do you need your water bottle opened?
No, I'm fine. I can...
Are you going to drink it on air and make that weird sparrow sound? Oh, you tricked it so that it wouldn't make the noise for everyone on mic.
I've been having a little bit of a health problem.
Oh, what is yours?
I am getting like chronic, disgusting
yeast infections?
No, nosebleeds.
What?
Yeah, I'm like the nerdy kid on the playground every morning when I wake up.
Well, I mean, when you're a kid, you're nerdy. When you're an adult, you're the cool cocaine addict.
Right. I wouldn't even know where to get cocaine.
I'll show you.
John, calm down.
Okay. Sorry.
No, but I like wake up every morning, blow my nose, and it's like literally like I...
Is it on the pillow? Because that is when I am most terrified, when I wake up and it's just mystery blood on the pillow.
It's been there. I've had that before. And I've woken up with, like, dry blood on my face.
What?
I think...
Are you sure you're not a werewolf?
I'm dying.
Have you woken up with, like, a baby arm sticking out
what?
Of a baby arm?
A what?
A baby arm?
No, what? I'm sure I'm not a what?
Oh, did I say wolf?
Yeah, you go werewolf.
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 Instead of werewolf. Sorry. You know how I like to turn my O's into U's?
Yeah, it's a werewolf.
A werewolf.
Werewolf.
A werewolf.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might be, but I'm like, I mean, I might be a werewolf.
I hate you. No. You're not a werewolf because you're a witch.
I am.
You're a
I'm
witch
probably
that cast a spell that just hurt my feelings.
Aww.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's my like little health scare. But other than
let's go through this. I just have a sore throat because I screamed like an insane person in my car.
I don't know why.
And now I think I have throat cancer. For you, how long has it been? Like, no joke. Every night, you're saying.
No. It's just happened the last two nights.
So the last 2 days, you've woken up with actual blood on your face.
Yeah. And there's no, I can't think of any reason why. I'm not, I mean, I have been smoking more cigarettes than I normally do. But I'm not.
That activity that you just said, how dare you get caught in a lie in front of the listeners?
What did I say?
I don't know. You made a point of saying you didn't smoke to them.
Did I?
Now you're saying you did.
When did I say that?
Like 10 minutes ago when I talked about us smoking in the car with my sore throat. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I was kidding. Guys, now, I smoke cigarettes.
Now the ugly truth has come
out. Yeah, I smoke cigarettes. Sorry.
Yeah. She's going to get the Betty Draper soon enough.
Yeah. You're soaping. I'm ready to tap out.
Life's hard.
Yeah, life's hard. I'm ready to tap out. No, but I'm... My mom's been getting the same thing, so she thinks it's just because the AC's turned on now.
So both women in your household are just waking up with blood-smeared pillows.
Yeah.
And bloody faces. This is horrifying. I don't think that's ever like a symptom of anything remotely good. That's like you guys ate some food and the side effect was brain cancer, stage 4.
Do you think I have brain cancer?
I don't say it with such hope in your voice.
Do you think I have brain cancer?
You're like, really? Can I call it quitsies? No, I was going to say, I guess it is the AC. But
this morning I woke up and I was fine.
AC company needs to advertise you may bleed uncontrollably from your face during the night.
No, it was 2 days. And then this morning I woke up and I was fine. And so, well, my mom was out at the casino till God, that makes me sound like such a, like...
So you had your half pack of Pall Malls and went to bed and your mom was at the casino. But no, you don't sound like white trash. Continue.
Not at all. But I woke up today and I was fine. So it was just 2 days. It was weird, though. It was so weird.
Oh, God. I hope, like, aliens visited you both and put, like, implants in your back or something. And I'll hear it, blink and flash. And
I hope they had sex with me. It'd be like...
They just put, like, a huge needle on your
ovaries. No, it'd be the most action I've seen in a year and a half.
I know. I get it. You haven't. Well, we're saving that contest for later in the month.
Oh, okay. How long it's been?
No, the stick it to Eva contest. Where you promise your flower, your blossom to a listener.
God. All right. I'm done talking about my bloody nose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am.
I don't know. It's just, that's weird to me.
It was 2 days, and my mom had...
It's happened to me once in my whole life.
Getting a bloody nose has happened to you once?
Like, waking up with some sort of blood happening, and I, again, in my typical neurotic Mediterranean fashion...
Thought you had HIV.
Exactly, yeah. I was like, I have a hemorrhoid. No. Mm-hmm. I don't think HIV would cause a bloody nose.
I think it causes bloody anything.
Exactly.
Blood just wants to leave your body when you have HIV.
Oh, it's at the end. It's just coming out of your nipples.
Yeah, yep. It's just like,
we
want to...
breast pads that mothers wear. Yeah. Did your mom have those in the house? Like, they were like maxi pads for the boobs?
How would I know that?
I don't know. My mom just used to stash them under the sink.
Why?
Because I guess she would just randomly lactate into her bras because she was breastfeeding forever and a day with my little brother.
Yeah, but you're the older sibling. Like, I'm the youngest. Like, how would I know if my mom was lactating?
I don't know. I'm not asking you to, like, tell by the scent in the air. I'm saying, like, milk.
My mom.
There were these random pads my mom kept in the house.
I didn't breastfeed until 10, like Will.
I know. My brother did like a teat. No, it's just when I was a kid and
I have some cereal, mother.
Exactly. Like an ad for Cocoa Puffs would come on or Cookie Crisp and he would just look at the ad and then at my mom and then back at the ad.
And look at her with dead eyes.
He'd just be like, well.
I need milk, mother. And she's like, here's your gallon, John. Yeah. You don't get anything.
Right into the bucket. Actually, right into his cereal bowl, just on top of it. How many pumps?
Four more.
Four more, mother. Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, so I would, like, raid, before I knew what they are, I would just, like, raid my under the sink and take, like, my mom's boob maxi pads, whatever those are called, and her real maxi pads, and just, like, make bracelets and armor out of them. Like, I could take, you know, you take a maxi pad, just stick it on your head, you'd be like, look, a headband. And of course, my mom's like, son of a bitch, it's like a, you know, bucket to you down the drain. Or, like, I would just raid it and make all sorts of stuff out of maxi pads because I didn't know what they were.
Oh, my God.
And then my mom would just come home with, you know, a real bowl of tomato soup in her panties and be stranded, just sitting there folding up toilet paper, cursing me under her breath.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I have nothing.
Yeah, just toilet paper and duct tape.
Son of a me.
Yes, exactly. I pulled that one on her a couple days ago. She screamed that at me. She goes, you're a son of a bitch. And I say, I know. And she erupted in laughter.
That's so much drama. So what are you doing tonight?
Oh, I think you know what I'm
Was that a little mouth diarrhea?
Yeah, I was going to say, I know what you're doing tonight. And then I tried to say playing and I blew it. Hold on, here's the production piece. And by production piece, I mean I opened a link before we started the show. So once more with feeling, ask me what I'm doing.
John Vasily Papagiorgio.
Don't give my full name. Then they're just a social security number away from being me. Don't let the savages on the other end of this microphone.
What are you doing tonight?
I'll tell you what I'm doing tonight.
The rock is cooking.
Madmen. This is a game we've discovered you can play, by the way. You can just sing.
Madmen. John Hamm, Madmen. John Hamm Admin.
Look at you. Getting a little fancy with it. I have never even played the John Hamm variant. I just long ago discovered you could sing Mad Men over Mad Men. It also works with Game of Thrones. Let me take this one.
John.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing tonight?
Glad you asked, Eva. I am watching Game of Thrones. Hold on, am I botching it? Am I still with it? No, it has to kick in. Game of Thrones. I'm sorry I've destroyed two theme songs for you, dear people, in the span of 30 seconds. But, yeah, you can... Who am I kidding? Game of Thrones! That's the big finale. You jumped the gun.
Sorry.
Now the bit is ruined. You don't just have your blood on your face, Eva. You had the blood of a bit on your hands. I hope you're proud.
I am.
So, it is the Mad Men finale tonight.
Woo!
I am. I guess we'll do a little spoiler talk. So if you haven't caught up, like I hadn't until yesterday, I think I watched the final two. I hadn't seen this season. Feel free to tap out now. If you're still like one of those guys, someone posted on Facebook. I forgot who. They're like, I just started Mad Men season one, episode one. Should I keep going? It's like, what do you want us to post? Like, no, it stinks. Those Emmys were a lie.
What a butt. What an absolute butt. That was me. So this is what can we talk about what we think is going to happen in the Mad Men finales?
I am stuck with a mother who won't shut the F up about what she thinks is going to happen. She's first of all convinced Roger Sterling is going to die.
No!
She's just guessing. She's like, I think it's Roger. There's an innocence to him. And I'm like, what sickness is in your head then? He's innocent. He must go. She's trying to figure out what song is going to be the finale.
I've been thinking that, too.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
We don't even know what decade it's going to end. It could be like the end of Battlestar Galactica, where there's 6,000 years in the future.
I agree. I know it could be, but I've been thinking about the song. They're very much about music. You know, he's a disciple of David Chase from the Sopranos.
Oh, you mean Matthew Weiner?
Yeah, Matthew Weiner.
You mispronounced, but...
No, it's Weiner.
Sure. Not to the kids on the playground with him.
Is a disciple of David Chase. And David Chase was very about music. You know, every episode ended with an iconic song. And
You'd be very proud of me, by the way.
I know.
They're
I can see it.
Guffawing in the hallway.
Yeah, they are guffawing.
And they turned to look inside and I gave them a stare like, I will dis em effing value.
Yes.
And they marched away. The lady was like chilled to her core.
But I'm wondering, in my heart, I'm wondering if he is going to go simple and end with the theme song or the theme music.
Oh, really?
End with a...
I hope all you guys, like, trying to figure out what it is, they, like, end in the 80s with Sally being 30 and doing, like, the first VHS porn, and it ends with A-ha's Take Me On.
That's what you want?
Yeah, it
really?
Is. Just to spite you.
Just to spite
yeah,
me.
Yeah, because everyone's trying to find like a deep song. And
I don't want
go.
A deep song. I want like a good ending.
I hope it ends with Motley Crue's Home Sweet Home.
Oh my God. I want a good ending for the characters. And I don't mean good like they're all going to live happy ever after, but I don't want Sally to end up in porn.
That's what happens.
Oh, God.
She's like, Donnie didn't pay enough attention to me.
To me.
Yeah.
What if Sally winds up being like Madonna?
Sally winds up being Pandora Peaks. That's what happens to
or she's
Sally.
She's Pamela Anderson.
Oh, God. Pamela. I think it was a Stuttering John used to pronounce. Pamela Anderson.
I do know one thing in my heart of hearts. I think that Don is going to wind up not being Don Draper anymore. He's going to...
Just pick another identity?
Yeah. So that's the only thing I feel like is absolutely true. I do want a good ending for Roger and Peggy.
Well, I think half of the characters, correct me if I'm wrong, got their endings last week.
I do too.
Betty Draper got the
dying.
Big LC.
But she did great. That was a great letter she wrote.
She ascends the stairs to heaven.
Yeah.
And so I think we're done with January Jones, who, let's be honest, hasn't done anything in the show in like 4 years at this point.
She also never did, and in my mind, like, I don't know if she as an actress is brilliant enough to play Betty as the most bitchy, boring person in the world, or if that's just how she is.
When I used to read a lot of gossip sites, back when I think it was Brendan did What Would Tyler Durden Do?
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy named Brendan who's I miss. Okay, brilliant comedic mind, right?
Yeah, I miss old What Would Tyler Durden Do?
The dude was sharp as hell.
Yeah, he was.
And because of him, I would read that just celebrity gossip crap compulsively. So not only would I like read his stuff, but then I would like slum it up and read thesuperficial.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy on The Superficial, if I recall, was obsessed with like the X-Men First Class movie. And like the whole, the scuttlebutt, that's how you can tell we're entertainment reporting right here. The scuttlebutt on that set was that she effing sucked as an actor. It was horrible.
Oh.
Was limited as all hell. And I think like you're kind of hitting it on the head. You are a classically trained actress. You know,
I am.
Yeah. So you can recognize kind of piss poor acting.
But that's my thing. No, I agree with you. I am a classically trained actress.
Yeah.
But I also, like, I didn't know if I was supposed to hate her so much because I hate Betty, or if I was supposed to hate her so much because I hate January Jones' acting.
I think it's the same thing that happened in The Sopranos.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like, what they did, they didn't, you know, I'm not saying Gandolfini wasn't a great actor and you go down the ranks, but at some point it's like, is Paulie Walnuts an actor, or is he just this Italian hoodlum that they got to play an Italian hoodlum?
Who's played that same character his entire career.
Exactly. He has one speed. Similarly, January Jones really has one speed.
Yeah.
She can be the blonde bitch.
Right. Just be the ice queen, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And even when she played a scene where she was supposed to be happy, I didn't believe it. And then in my, like, actor sense, I was like, is she...
Hold on. Your superpower?
In my superpower actor sense, is she supposed to be a really miserable, depressed woman that is pretending she's happy? Or does January Jones just suck? And I could never figure it out. But I think that this episode tonight, the ending is going to open on her funeral. I have a feeling about that.
Oh, that's baller. I hadn't even thought of that.
I think it's going to open on her funeral, and Don's going to come in and come back
east. Hold
on.
Let me play a little funeral music that we just happened to have queued up.
How do I
continue.
Oh, my God.
What? You don't think we'll hear a little BTM as they put the old bitch in the ground?
So she made it until the 90s?
She did, yeah.
Yeah, they gave her a death sentence in the 70s, and she made it 20 years, and she requested...
It was a hell of a struggle.
She requested that BTM is played at her funeral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they lower her in right after Jim Henson died.
Yeah, they're lowering her, like, really slowly.
Yeah.
Her and Princess die.
And they actually get a cameo from Boyz II Men. Yeah. They're singing at the funeral. And a little King Cobra is poured out onto her casket. Alrighty. So that's your prediction for the final episode.
I think it's going to open up with Betty's funeral, and I think it's going to end with Don shaking someone's hand and saying, "Hi,
I'm Dick Carter."
Yeah, like someone else, whatever the name might be. That's what I think. That's in my mind is what is going to happen, but it probably won't be because I'm not a writer in Hollywood.
This is your weird. You can't even not bleed on your bed sheets. Baby steps here.
Yeah.
Once you don't soil that which you sleep in,
right?
We can get you famous.
Thank you.
All righty. And now I'm just picturing like the Godfather horse scene every time you wake up.
It was like a marble-sized thing of blood.
Your face was spotting?
It was.
All right. I don't indulge in predictions whatsoever, not just because I have a very limited mind when it comes to this. Like, I kind of hide that by saying, like, I don't care. But I just don't have any sort of urge whatsoever to predict where it's going to go. I guess there's a couple more clues than a sporting event, but to me it's about the same thing.
Okay.
Like, you just watch it because you don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if they're just not going to do like a what is the finale of Weeds where it's 20 years in the future out of nowhere.
And I loved that, though.
Did you? I didn't see it. I tapped out probably the final season or maybe two seasons prior.
I tapped out the final season, but then I caught up and watched it. Like, mm-hmm. I binge watched that.
What if we start and it's like 1986?
What do you mean?
On the final Mad Men episode.
I would, like, not be upset.
All your predictions would be completely out the window.
I think that Matthew Weiner is a completely brilliant person.
I'm not saying he isn't.
And he'll take us where he feels it needs to go, just like David Chase felt with The Sopranos.
Okay.
A lot of people were upset with The Sopranos ending. I was at first.
I enjoyed it, even though I thought my cable box broke, like a lot of people.
All of us did. I came down from New York to Virginia to watch it with my dad. And we could watch it together on his big screen TV. And we both thought that the cable went out. But now that I watch it more.
Now I'm just picturing your dad.
Pissed off.
No, like, I insulted his ass a couple weeks ago and it hurt his feelings. But I'm just picturing him bent over smacking the cable box with a plumber's crack sticking out.
Stop.
What? It's shapely.
My parents love you.
I love him.
What about my mom?
Let's say that the pants fell down because he's lost so much weight.
What about my mom?
I love your mom, too.
She gave you a big PK hug today.
She did. She was shaking off a long night at the casino, too. She's a real trooper.
She was. Was she shaking like alcohol shakes?
Yes. It did feel like I put a quarter into a motel bed. Yeah. It was lovely. So happy to be embraced.
By a hotel bed.
Yeah, like a metaphorical embrace into the family as your mom just shook and shook.
So you think it's going to be, what do you think? It's going to be in the future?
Okay, here are my predictions.
Okay.
These are all dead serious, nothing comedic. First of all.
Okay.
The first 17 minutes of the episode will just be Roger eating a steak completely in the nude. And okay. We see there's no soundtrack, nothing, no words, just him eating in silence with visible silver pubic hair. And then he puts his head in the oven and that's the end of Roger.
Okay.
Peggy holds hands with a black man and is disowned by her mother. Joan at the end of the episode says, "Woo, finally," and pulls out just huge wads of tissues from each breast. Pete and Trudy already hate each other again. Like, we think they end up happy and it's just him hurling china at her head. Like, for 5 seconds we just cut to that. We think like they reconciled and then it's just him screaming like, what have I done, because I, you know, Matt Weiner isn't the only guy who can write around here.
Sure.
And they do like a Walking Dead tie-in where Lane and Bertram
come back
and they eat Don,
and that's how everyone goes out.
Yeah, and then they start walking, and we see Rick Grimes, and he's like, "That's why we call him the Walking Dead." And then he turns and winks at the camera. Exactly, that's the final song all over again.
Does anybody have a happy ending?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. Sally does love her porn career, so I hope that makes you happy.
What about Bobby and Gene?
Well, who Bobby and Gene? Who are these characters again?
Those are Sally's brothers.
Oh, the little boys? Things aren't so good for them. Somehow January Jones passed cancer onto them.
They both died.
Yeah, they've all died at the same time.
They both died 2 weeks later.
Yeah, their little baby coffins. They actually just keep January Jones' plot open. And 2 weeks later, they just chuck their little baby coffins
not funny.
On top.
Stop. Stop it.
And then
someone gets a happy ending.
Well,
give me one character that gets a happy ending.
Glenn, the little creep who used to love Sally.
Oh, I love him. You know, that's Matthew Weiner's son in real life.
Oh, I knew there was some reason that little freak got cast.
He's
also in the porn industry, and he finally gets to bang Sally. So that is a happy ending.
Well, I really don't agree with your predictions.
Really?
No, none at all.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't like saying this, but I guess I'm a more creative soul than you are.
That's for damn sure.
I, you know, Matt Weiner said that if we watch the early episodes, it's all there. And I watched a couple of the early episodes and I really feel everything I mentioned was set up. Like, their little breadcrumbs dropped throughout the seasons. Roger loves steak. He hates pants.
He does.
Joan, clearly given her small posterior, is, I'm kidding. I was going to say, you know, fluffing the bosoms, but God, I love Joan so much. That build on that woman.
She is.
If I lasted 5 seconds inside her.
Oh, she is.
It's only because I had died around second two.
That awakens, like, my love for women when I see her. Ugh.
I think everyone awakens your love for women.
Yeah, I do love women.
You do. In the love you long time kind of way.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's true. Sorry.
I'm going to marry a man. I hope. Well, I hope.
I mean, I hope too, just because I don't want to see you and another, like, woman with, like, short gray hair and, like, 65, and you have two cats named, like, Petey and Albert.
Are we still going to be friends when we're that old?
I mean, if you go lesbian, as long as you try to keep it lipsticky, I don't want you looking like Roseanne's mother, just kissing Roseanne's mother in a mirror. Like, that's what I'm picturing if you have a lesbian wedding.
Was she a lesbian, Roseanne's mother?
I think she might go gay later. Like, I never watched that show religiously, but I think she, oh God, was the actress like a lesbian in real life?
I don't know.
Then in the show, she goes gay after a time or something like that. Like, she leaves the dad and then realizes she's gay or something like that on the show. But that's what I picture for you. Just like kissing in front of cats with an old short-haired gray. Yeah. Just holding. That's how you kiss your wife and your cats.
Ew.
Just a little quick.
All right, so Mad Men.
Those both are predictions, both equally valid.
Okay.
I mean, you did your homework, I did mine. God, Glenn's a little creepy bastard. So happy he wasn't around. Oh, that was Matt Weiner's kid.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now.
Yep.
It all makes sense.
There's someone else that is someone's kid on that show. You know, they cast them when they're little kids and they never thought that they were going to become characters, but people probably write in and like the character. Like, people liked Glenn.
No one wrote in and liked Glenn.
I liked Glenn.
Glenn is a creep.
When Glenn came in and, like, destroyed their house but didn't destroy Sally's room, I was like, that guy's awesome.
He is such an effing little creep.
I love him.
Oh, God. I hope then we get an ending exactly like Animal House / American Graffiti. It's just like Glenn in a like a Florida prison jumpsuit because he was like beating off into chick's shoes. Thanks for doing your little water bottle.
I can't bird open
trill.
It. Can you open it?
Oh God.
Glenn winds up being John there. Belushi and dies.
Yeah, exactly. First he's a pirate that abducts a woman and becomes a senator, and then he dies at 33.
Yes.
I like that noise you made.
I'm excited though. I'm nervous and excited. I don't know. I'm like such a weirdo in terms of acting and writing and just television.
Pillow bleeding
and anything in general. Like
street
I get
peeing.
Shut up. I've revealed a lot in this episode.
You have. Nothing illegal.
No.
Other than peeing in public, which is grossly illegal. But it's not like the forensics team has been taking DNA swabs of your piss. And this is the one that cracks the case wide open. I think you're safe.
Like the people that tested Donnie Wahlberg's.
Yeah, well, when Donnie Wahlberg barfed and he had five different.
Yes. We talked about that.
Yeah, the issue of five different men inside his stomach to make him super gay.
No, I just get when shows end, especially shows that I've loved and have followed for a long time, I get bummed.
Oh, I'm not going to say I've tapped out fully on Mad Men, but like the last couple seasons, I really haven't given too much of a crap about. And that's usually like the dumb person thing to say, like, oh, it was so good, like season two and three. But I feel it really did lose its steam. I don't know. I mean, I liked them when they were stuck in the past, and it was like this window into a time period that we hadn't seen a lot, and it ushered in this whole new look. There was that show, like, what, Pan Am or some crap, or The Stewardesses. I don't remember. Like, ABC had a couple knockoff shows set in the 60s.
Yeah.
And getting back to X-Men First Class, it was just like Mad Men meets the X-Men.
Okay.
Like, that was all new and stuff, and now we're like in the 70s, and it's like, oh great, our millionth hippy dippy thing set to All Along the Watchtower. You know, when are we going to hear Creedence blasting Fortunate Son? Like, I don't like the hippies at all. Once it started getting into that dirty,
But you have a dirty poop filled beard right now.
It wasn't real. Beards don't have fecal bacteria.
I know. That was a widespread thing on Facebook lately.
Yeah, I think it was like spread by Gillette. Gillette just paid per click to have people think their beard was a litter box.
No, I know what you mean. Like going from like just the stylish amaziness of like we the early 60s.
When had that been on screen before?
Never. Exactly. Especially on TV.
And then like who's that like fat bearded guy that helps out Peggy who just looks like Captain Dirty Hippie?
Oh, I love him. Stan.
Yeah, Stan. Oof, like, oof. Oh, great. We need our 50 millionth douchebag that looks like that, who's like scoring pot and stuff.
I love Stan.
I mean, they do it in a different way on the show, but it's just all of a sudden he transitioned.
He went, but he was always kind of a rebel because he never wore like the suit or tie.
He's a loner dotty.
But rebel. He always went from like, he's a loner dotty. But he always went from. He always had like the longer hair, but I don't know. I love Stan. I love that character. I love the relationship between Peggy and him.
I'm not saying, okay, I guess what I'm going for is with The Sopranos, when it started, the whole different angle is like he's a mobster, but he's got his family. Mm-hmm. And he's in Jersey and he has a shrink and he has mommy problems.
Right.
And those all fell away and it kind of became in some ways not as distinguished from other mob crap. However, it was so well done and the characters became more and more developed that you just like Paulie Walnuts could just like cast a glance and you'd laugh hysterically. Like, ah, that's vintage Paulie.
I agree.
And for some reason, I never latched on to the characters of Mad Men outside of like Roger, probably. Like, maybe Don a little bit, but, like, I don't feel anything for John Hamm. Like,
Roger, so,
look
Roger
at my chin
and
my prick visible through my trousers. Get the hell out of here.
Right. Roger and Joan are my two favorite characters.
Yeah, I think me too.
And I would, like, die a happy woman if they wound up together, but that's not going to happen. Matthew Weiner isn't that sentimental. But, yeah. Joan and
really, the guy who cast his kid so his wife would shut up at home?
Yeah, right.
So he didn't have to play Pete to her Trudy? You never know.
Oh, I love Pete, too. He's such a S of a B, but, like, I love him.
We're not broadcasting in 1942. You can say son of a bitch.
I don't know what I can say and what I can't.
We can't say, like, FS, see you next Tuesday for a woman's privates. For that thing that you use to pee everywhere.
Speaking of.
Oh, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, come on. We have a couple more things to get
to. Okay, what do we have to get to?
I don't know. I mean, the music should tell you all that we need to get to right now. How do I... You know, usually when this song plays on Papa's Basement, what it means.
Yeah.
Another shiny piece of onyx has gone to black heaven.
That is true.
This Saturday night, we lost the rapper Chinx. I don't know if that name is supposed to not be offensive. But inspired by his lead, I will be rapping under the name Spix. And the show will now be Spix Basement. But it's not racist because it's spelled S-P-I-X, just like Chinx was C-H-I-N-X. Sorry, Chinx, we lost you too soon.
I was thinking more of another bright soul that we lost this week.
Hold on, I have to rekey the music for that. Okay. Who is that?
Someone that my father, you know, brought to my brother and my mom and I at a very young age. It's my father's favorite genre of music.
Uh-huh.
The king. The king is gone. The thrill is gone. Mr. B.B. King.
Oh, this. This doesn't sound right.
This is it?
No, I mean, just, we're talking about, like, a dead black hero, but I just, something's off about hearing this underneath it as we talk about it. Does it feel right to you? Why are you laughing?
I mean,
I get it. It's his song, but it just, it's not working for me.
No?
No. Hold on. Let me see if I can come up with something that works a little better.
Okay.
Okay. Ah, that is like a slipper at the foot of my bed. Whew. Thank God we can honor that man the way he deserves to be honored. All right, back to B.B. King. Well, now I can focus.
God bless you, Mr. King. I saw you at Wolf Trap.
Where the arts come out to play?
Where the arts come out to play. Four times front row. You were absolutely amazing. The last time you couldn't, you know, you had to have someone help you out to your chair. And
was that sad? Was that a little sad?
No. I mean, he was old, so I didn't even think about it. But, you know, you are my dad's number one of his favorite artists in the entire world. So, lots of fun memories, so. The thrill is gone.
Don't mess this up. We finally somehow found music that fit the occasion.
Rest in peace, Mr. B.B. King.
All right. Thank God. That thrill is gone thing. It didn't do it for me, but
that did it. I get it.
Did it for me. What do we have? We can get to Deflategate, but I don't care. I don't care none about that.
I don't either.
I mean, I do. I love football. And
I love football too, but
I love seeing Tom Brady punished because it's hilarious.
I love football too, but I just don't care about this. It really doesn't.
Anyone who takes it seriously is an ass. This is all a charade, and I get it. Like, we all live such horrible lives, and like the world itself is so skewed and wrong that we have to look at sports for some semblance of justice because it doesn't exist in the real world.
Right.
This is our refuge where we're like, the rules work. And everything goes the way it's supposed to. So that's why people lose their effing minds when there's cheating in a sport. Like, a CEO can make $150 million while his janitor's, like, drinking his own piss in the middle of the desert to stay alive. That's fine. We get that. That's the real world. But, like, when a couple of years ago those replacement refs botched that interception between Green Bay and Seattle, yeah, and the next Monday.
So mad!
I mean, the next Monday, we reacted like Kennedy had been shot on all of our televisions live. That's why people are just so fired up one way or the other. I forget what show it was on 980, the local sports station, AM sports station. But there was a guy talking about this, and I swear to Christ, there was almost like tears in his voice. Like, he was that worked up. It really sounded like Ed with Johnny in that famous episode where he's like S-faced out of his mind talking about with the Lions. He's like, those Lions are now fierce 5-year-old. And Johnny's like, dude, do you need me to bring out the army cot? Do you need a nappy poo? And he's all worked up. He's like, no! Just big drunken head. That's what this guy sounded like. Just tears. There's nothing worse than tears in a grown man's voice when he's not talking about like his toddler dying in a pool.
Seeing a grown man cry is like the worst thing in the entire world.
God. Yeah, the wetter his face is, the drier your, you know what is.
I love seeing you cry though.
Well, yeah, I'm not a man. All right. We can punch out on that Papa's basement. Everyone, remember to keep track of our Mad Men predictions and measure them against what actually happened. I think I might come out a couple points ahead when those final credits roll.
Okay.
Over Aha's Take Me On or Take On Me. I never remember which it is. Or Home Sweet Home. I'm laying wood on two different bets.
Yeah, you are.
I'm doubling down.
Jesus.
All right, folks. That was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Eva Krikshion.
Bye.
We have a whole outro. You don't just say bye.
Oh, what do I mean, okay.
Like, we're not going to see Don Draper drive off and then just the word peace, Matt Weiner, and no credits.
It was good talking to you guys.
It's been real.
Bye, baby.
Yeah. Show's website. No, sorry. I just bit killed right there.
Madman, madman. Bye. Bye, it's Eva. Bye.
InPapa'sBasement.com is the show site. It has my writing as well as every episode we've ever done. If you want to help the show out, please find the iTunes page for the show. You do that by following these very complicated steps. You go to the Google hole where you type in your Google words. Type in Papa's Basement iTunes, spelled P-A-P-A apostrophe S. And then you can find the main page. You subscribe there. You give us a rating and you leave a review. I think we're up to I think I said what the number was a couple episodes ago, so I should lie and say there's more. We're up to 482, more than This American Life and Serial combined.
All right.
It's, you know what?
All right. I just sounded like...
You did.
Yeah.
Head of steam building. Head of steam building.
Where's the tree?
What else we got to bang out? At Papa's Basement, me on Twitter. She is at Orchard Eva.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I do the spookiescomic.com. So it's just actually spookiescomic.com.
Donate money.
Yeah, that'll be done by the time they hear this, sadly.
There's
12 hours left. So yeah, go to our Kickstarter and realize what you could have been part of had you had your S together. I you shook your head and I thought something was going to come out of your mouth, but it's cool.
I got nothing.
Radio, you know, radio is a visual medium, so you're just rolling your eyes at the end.
Yeah.
It killed.
Sorry.
It's all good. We're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way, on my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.